We've all heard of Lou Gehrig's disease, but what is it and how does it affect you and your loved ones and your work? We're going to talk about just that this morning as we get introduced to a very unique story from right here in southeastern Wisconsin about ALS. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is the technical name. Of course, Lou Gehrig, the baseball player, was the one that really brought it to light and brought it to light with a very unique story, with a very well-known personality. And another person involved in the sports world here in Wisconsin is involved as well and dealing with this diagnosis and living with this diagnosis and teaching us all some great lessons about it. I want to bring in this morning Scott Pfeiffer and Derek Thorne. And Scott and Derek have a very unique relationship on the racetrack. And we're going to get to know Scott a little bit this morning. And obviously, Scott was diagnosed about a year ago at this time. First of all, gentlemen, welcome. Thank you guys for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Scott, obviously, your speech has been a little bit affected by the disease. And it's a sad thing to have that happen. And for folks who are listening this morning, I just want to let everyone know. But let's bring everybody up to speed. Let's start off with your story here. Derek, you are a racer. You race.
Yes, correct. I'm actually from Northern California. I've been racing for, it's going on 14 years now. And I've been with Scott actually before he was diagnosed. We started in early of 07. Mm-hmm. And we worked together last year. And I got to know Scott real well. And this disease is just totally turned, I mean, not just my life, but his life, his family's, and it's just turned his life upside down.
And Scott, you're essentially his agent.
Yes, I am.
Tell me a little bit about your background working with drivers.
Well, this was kind of a unique situation. Back in the day when I was younger, I raced midgets and sprint cars and Daytona Dash Series. And then I got out of it, got married, had kids, you know.
The family thing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I was basically just a big fan. Mm-hmm. And then my mom, who is from Lakeport, used to go and watch Derek every Saturday night. And she would call me every week. Scott, you gotta look at this kid. I'm like, I look at a little kid from Lakeport. So this went on for a while. And then finally, they got the best. I mean, Derek sent me a DVD of a race he had in Ukiah, and to say the least, it got my attention.
So you're a pretty talented young driver, Derek.
I guess you could say that. I mean,
I'm not
one to brag,
though, isn't he?
But, he's very shy.
I could hold my own on the racetrack.
Well, so, and that was early last year that Scott was taking a look at your tapes, at your driving.
Yeah, correct. His parents, they actually lived, my hometown's Lakeport, California, and they lived 15 minutes from there. So a lot of my races that I had around that area, they'd visit, and they got me in touch with Scott and kind of just took off from there. Scott got me a rental ride for La Crosse, Wisconsin, back in October of 06. Mm-hmm. We ran really well there, so we decided to do one more race in November, and we ended up leading some laps and finishing second. And it's kind of the following year we got involved with ASA, American Speed Association, and we ran an entire schedule last year with Scott as my agent.
Had you even been an agent before, Scott?
No, well, no.
Not at all, but you, I mean, obviously you had the experience, but I can tell just your personality, I'm not sure that there's much that you wouldn't be up for trying.
Exactly. I'll try anything once, and the things I like, well, we'll do it again.
Yeah. I'm curious as well, Derek, obviously here's this guy, you know, his parents had been watching your race, and this guy from Wisconsin, from Fort Atkinson, he's never been an agent before, and, well, he's going to be your agent. He's going to help you out.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience. I was kind of the point in my career. I was 20 years old sitting in California, and I mean, a lot of people out there can protest not being from the West Coast, but you really don't the West Coast doesn't get much, I guess, much attraction from scouts or from other big-name teams that are looking for drivers. So if you want to really do anything in racing, you kind of got to either move to the Midwest or actually North Carolina or the East Coast. It's probably the most preferable spot. And, you know, Scott was kind of the person to get a hold of me, and, you know, we kind of got together and we kind of started heading in the right direction to where I can take my career to the next level, to where I wasn't necessarily just stuck in California, spinning my wheels, not really going anywhere.
Pun intended on the spinning the wheels too,
exactly.
Wasn't it? If you're just joining us this morning, we're talking about Racing for a Cure, racingforacure.com, and ALS Wisconsin. Joining us, Scott Pfeiffer and Derek Thorne. They have a real unique story. Scott was diagnosed about this time last year with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And Derek was his driver, Scott his agent, helping Derek break into the business, learn a lot about racing. And obviously, Scott, about this time last year, you were having some issues with muscle weakness, speech impairment, and you didn't really know what was going on. So you went to your doctor, and that must have been a really, really tough day.
I went for my speech and weakness in my right hand, and when I went back, the doctor said, "You have ALS," and I kind of shrugged my shoulders like, "What's that?" "It's a motor neuron disease," and again, I shrugged my shoulders and, you know, "What's that?" "It's a Lou Gehrig's disease," and I kind of, well, I can't say what I said on air, but...
Yeah, please don't say it on the radio.
It wasn't good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even though I knew Lou Gehrig's disease wasn't good, I still didn't know everything about it.
We have someone else with us this morning who's going to fill us in a little bit on ALS. Melanie Roach Bekos is the executive director of the ALS Association Wisconsin chapter.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us, Melanie, and we're happy to have you here as well. We want to talk a little bit about the situation here with Scott and Derek, and they have such a unique story to tell. But let's talk a little bit of background, first of all, on ALS. This is a disease that is not one that anybody comes to and says, "Wow, well, it was just ALS. I lucked out." This is a pretty serious disease. Tell us a little bit about some of the biology behind this.
Well, unfortunately, it is probably the worst diagnosis a person can get, which is why patients will usually see a number of doctors, get a number of different diagnoses before actually being diagnosed with ALS, because it is almost, in a sense, a death sentence. A new person is diagnosed with ALS every 90 minutes, and a person dies from ALS every 90 minutes. So we have people working really, really hard in terms of research, trying to find answers, trying to find a cure, trying to find anything that will even slow this disease down. As of today, this morning, there is nothing that exists that will slow it down. And if you would see a picture of Scott a year ago, he's in front of a trailer, shorts, really buff, and to see him walk in today, you can see how deadly and devastating the disease is and how fast it moves.
Well, and Scott, I'm sure you're smiling a little bit, and you're the sort of guy, I can tell, that you're pretty modest, and obviously this is a very humbling situation for you and for your family. You have two young kids. How did you go about having some of those conversations with the family after this came down? I'm sure it's not easy.
No. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Whenever I bring up my kids, my wife was with me, and we just went in the parking lot, hugged and cried, and I remember leaving. basket. That's...
It's fine.
Nothing ever gets me now. And to this day, I'm not letting this get me down either.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember calling Derek at the shop. And Derek came over after what that day. We sat on the bench in the front of my house. And he cried, but I didn't. He said, don't worry, I'll take care of your kids and family. And, I wasn't, I don't think I accepted that by then because I was still running around like a mean, which, full throttle. And, now, the effects are taking it's so it's hard now. My 6-year-old Taylor, he wanted to go play soccer in the backyard. She said, Dad, I wish you didn't have ALS so I kept you could play soccer with me. And she understands. She helps me get dressed. She pours my coffee. She's growing up pretty fast. My 3-year-old, he said, Dad, can you tie my shoes? I can't even tie my own shoes. But he doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
So, Taylor, my 6-year-old, she knows what I have. She knows it's not good. My wife, bless her soul, she has a dying husband and 2 kids, a full-time job. It's not easy for him. We get at each other's throats sometimes because it's just frustrating.
Yeah.
I've been doing things my way for 42 years. and I asked her to do something, and she's like, why does it gotta be that way? Or, when she leaves and goes to work, people don't understand. She'll make me a brat for lunch. All I gotta do is put the mustard on, right? Mm-hmm. Well, she'll take it out of the fridge, but I can't squeeze the bottle, so then I'm stuck.
And a brat with no mustard.
Can't do it. So, things like that, it's been really hard for my family, but I ain't going down without a fight, that's for sure.
I think anybody that's listening can just tell that by your attitude this morning. And Derek, you guys hadn't even been working together that long at that point, but you just knew instinctively that this was something you were going to step up and help the family, because obviously Scott was doing such that for you as well.
Yeah, Scott, obviously you guys can tell he's just got the personality where he doesn't take no for an answer, and he just keeps fighting. And when my race season was done this last season, we really didn't know which direction to go. That's the cool part about it. Even though he was diagnosed with this disease and he's spending all this time, helping me get to where I need to go in racing and helping me out in every way he can, he put his problems behind to help me out and to help out this cause. And, the first thing he did was, I mean, he didn't sit there and sulk or, you know, feel sorry for himself about how, you know, this disease has got him down. He went right away and started finding a way to, you know, help other people because, I mean, as much as I love Scott, there's thousands of other families out there just like Scott that are, you know, their wives, their kids and stuff like that are going to have a really hard time. And this racing for a cure is a great, great way for us to spend some time together.
Well, and I want to talk a little bit about Racing for a Cure as well, because it's also a great platform to spread some awareness of what ALS is all about what it does physically, but about the fact that there is hope for people out there, and that research, I think, is one of the key components of that. I want to just touch with Melanie here real quick. Obviously, we've talked about that this is not something that is curable at this time. This is not a good thing. But what is ALS Wisconsin? What is the ALS Foundation or Association nationally doing to help with ALS research and spreading the word about it?
We have a great team working together in the ALS Wisconsin chapter, and we are working really hard to find answers and raise monies so that we can give monies to research. We are supporting a big project right now at the Weissman Center in Madison under a scientist named Clive Svensson. And there is great hope with this research project. We need every person possible to help us in our fight. This is so huge that if we could ask your listeners to please, please get involved and help us in our fight. That's what we need, is we need people and we need voices and we need to come together and come up with answers and work together so that we can bring an end to ALS. And in doing that, when there is a breakthrough for ALS, there will also be a breakthrough for Parkinson's, MS, any motor neuron disease. They all fall under the same umbrella, but we need people to step up.
And when you talk about stepping up, obviously spreading the word is part of it. Dollars and cents are part of it when you're talking about events and fundraising and that sort of thing. Your website's a pretty good place to check on to as well, ALSAWI.org. That would be ALS Association Wisconsin.org, correct?
That is correct. Or if you want to get involved, call our office. The number is 262-784-5257. Say you want to be involved 1 hour a week or a day a week. We can use you and we need you.
Scott and Derek, I want to bring you guys back in again and talk a little bit about Racing for a Cure, because this is really what you've decided to do. How have you set this up and how does this work? You have the website racingforacure.com and you're doing some work that's benefiting then the ALS Association Wisconsin chapter. How does it all come together?
Well, what happened was when I was diagnosed, the very first thing that kind of made me mad was when they diagnosed me. And like I said, the doctor said you have ALS. I didn't know about it. Motor neuron disease, I didn't know about it. If he would have said you have cancer, everyone knows about
what cancer is.
Right, or diabetes or anything else. And so what really made me mad was no one knew of a disease I was dying from. So with Racing for a Cure, there's two different parts. One is to build awareness, so people know what it is. Mm-hmm. And for two, to raise money for research, patient services, all that. So it's really a two-part deal. My theory is you cannot donate or give to something you know nothing about.
That's a great point, because I think, and you brought it up, if you would have had the diagnosis and someone said it's cancer or it's this or it's that, it's like, okay, I know what that is, but this right. is, you just don't know.
Exactly. So I came up with the idea of using Derek and NASCAR and presented a business plan to a few people, and I got at Sean Keaton. He's like, he is funding this whole thing out of his pocket to get this whole thing launched and going, because it costs a lot of money.
No doubt.
NASCAR's not cheap.
No, it's not.
So, yeah, he has gone above and beyond to the Call of Duty, and he owns PromoGiant.com, and he has just been the best thing for us out there.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the races. This it's part of the NASCAR Camping World Series, which kicked off on March 14th. Correct, Derek? So
you've been
out for a couple months, and the ALS Association logo's right there on the hood.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool being partnered up with the ALS Association and being able to bring awareness to this. I mean, being involved with Scott, it's just been such a cool. It's not cool is not the word for it, but it's just been a monumental, you know, thing for this racing for cure, and to be partnered up with the ALS Association to be raising awareness and raising money, you know, to help out such a devastating disease. That I'm just happy to be driving. I'm really glad that I'm helping, you know, do my part. And
well,
you know,
and I'm sure a year and a half, 2 years ago, you would have never thought that not only would you be racing, but you'd be racing, and there was some meaning behind it as well. It was more than just racing. Not that there's anything wrong with just racing, but
yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it brings a reason to race. Really, I mean, you show up to the track every week, and you know, I focus on winning every week, but you know, it just gives it that extra meaning where you're sitting there and you know that, you know, you have someone was diagnosed with a deadly disease, ALS, and you're helping them have a good time at the races. You're bringing meaning to everything, and you're doing something for a good cause.
Scott, I'm sure it means a lot to hear that from Derek as well.
You know, for only 22 years old, just growing up, he's a good, real good kid. My kids love him. My family loves him. And everything he's done has been awesome.
Scott's been like a father to me. I mean, I moved from Northern California. My family lives out there. I have my mom and father and my younger brother. And when I moved to Wisconsin, obviously 2,000 miles away, didn't really know anybody. You know, Scott took me under his wing and kind of just treated me like his own. And he's been like a father figure to me the last 2 years. And it's just been a roller coaster ride. And I'm just, you know, everything's going to work out. And I just, it's been great getting to know his kids. He has a really cool family. And it's just been great to be involved.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in today. We've got just a minute or two left, but I want to tell everyone again, and you can follow the schedule for the NASCAR Camping World Series and get involved on the website as well, racinforacure.com. That's racin, not racing. So racinforacure.com. You can follow along. And Scott, you have some of your personal stories up there as well, and pictures, and can share your story with other people. And also, the nice thing is about it too, for those people who have also had that experience, they can relate to your experience, right? And other families as well can follow along who have been touched by ALS.
Let me just jump in again. Not only did Sean Keep out of California be the one that funds this entire operation, but I also got to thank not only racinforacure.com for helping us get everything started, but the ALS Association has been just monumental in helping us get this program going, as well as Home Living Solutions and Paul Davis Restoration, which is right here in Milwaukee. So just to show you guys' support for local companies that are getting involved, as well as Lucas Oil and Innovation Mold and Design. Without any of these guys, none of this would be possible.
Well, it's great to know that people have gotten behind you from the NASCAR community and been able to relate to the story and spread some good news, and hopefully, you know, spread awareness of this issue. And we wish you, obviously, Scott, the best in your fight, and keep on fighting. And you've got such a great story.
Thank you. And just to remind everyone, you can donate or right online now. So that helps a lot.
RacingForACure.com to donate now. And thank you guys again for coming in and sharing your story.
Thanks for having us.